This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is capping out-of-pocket costs for its asthma medicine at $35 per month. That's huge news for some patients who spend hundreds of dollars for inhalers.
When we're prescribing inhalers, we have no idea what's going to happen on the pharmacy side, like how much the patient is going to end up having to pay.
That's Dr. Erica Gonzalez, who's an asthma doctor in Texas, says the cheaper cost means patients, like you and I, will be more likely to take the correct dosage. High drug prices have been in the political spotlight lately. It's earlier this year that a group of senators criticized the top four manufacturers of inhalers. AstraZeneca sells their medicine for $645 in the U.S., but just $49 in the U.K. Closer to home, the clock is ticking for Colorado renters struggling to keep in their homes. Today is the deadline to apply for the new rental assistance program. Those who miss the second round will get another chance next month. The state has $30 million to use by the end of June for help for those who have fallen behind on rent or at risk of being evicted. This is for low-income households in Adams, Alamosa, Denver, El Paso, and Jefferson counties.
After hours of testimony, the Colorado House Judiciary Committee has passed a measure to ban the manufacture, import, purchase, or sale of assault weapons and rapid-fire trigger activators. The bill now moves on to the House after passing in a 7-3 vote. If it makes it past the Senate, Colorado will join 10 other states, including California, Illinois, and New York, in passing an assault weapons ban. Crews at a Colorado Springs construction site are back at it after a bomb scare. A worker found an old mortar round yesterday near the intersection of Hancock Expressway and Astrozon Boulevard. Police say it was very old and rusted, but did appear to be a military explosive device. A special team was brought in, and it determined it was inert and hollow. A bomb detection canine did not find any other devices.
Former President Donald Trump is suing ABC News and George Stephanopoulos for defamation. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
The lawsuit centers around Stephanopoulos' interview with Congresswoman Nancy Mace earlier this month. During the interview, Stephanopoulos said Trump had been found liable for rape. A New York jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse, but not rape. Trump has previously unsuccessfully sued media organizations such as CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times for defamation. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Check this out. Two teenagers were injured, one seriously, when they were buried under heavy snow that fell off the roof of a home in Breckenridge. It happened on Monday, and the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the phenomena is called roof avalanche, believe it or not. They are a yearly problem in Colorado's mountain towns. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says five people have been killed by roof avalanches in the state in the past 30 years, with the most recent death happening in Durango last March.
A man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for running a tree-trimming scam in Colorado. Investigators say Joseph Tyler and his wife scammed people over the ages of 80 in the Denver metro area, as well as El Paso and Otero counties. They collected cash or checks to trim trees, then left without completing the work. Authorities say the couple targeted elderly people between 2020 and 2022.
And more votes are coming in to decide the next furry mayor of Divide. Bryn Carman has more.
Clyde, the pet donkey, has hit his term limit, and now the town needs to replace him. 13 candidates are vying for the seat, including two cats, a few dogs, a horse, a wolf, a cow, even a bearded dragon. Each vote is $2, and so far the Teller County Regional Animal Shelter has raised about $24,000. The election ends April 2nd. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
And finally, intermittent fasting is a popular weight loss technique, but it could be a health risk. The American Heart Association on Monday announced a study that shows adults on an 8-hour restricted eating schedule had a 91% higher chance of cardiovascular disease than those who ate normally. Intermittent fasting did not, however, increase the risk of death from any cause.
First day of spring, gonna be pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 50s here. Colorado Springs about 66 in Pueblo this afternoon, and we will see a southerly breeze at around 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.